Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome to the 44th Part B episode of the Geocaching Podcast. Tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about what to expect when attending events. On the phone as my co-host today, I have Monty Ryder. Welcome to the show, Monty.
Thank you for having me.
So it's been a couple weeks since we talked. Since last week, I was gone because I had dinner plans that kind of came up unexpectedly. But what's going on with you guys?
Not much. We finally kicked our dry spell after six attempts at a cache, and I use the number six very roughly. We finally found it's GC184RH called Just Another Micro in Newport Richey. This one is a low-down little stinker, but we finally found it. We actually made a few more trips than what we'd logged, but I just got tired of logging it, and so we just skipped logging a few of them, but we persistence paid off. I finally found the thing.
Yeah, we gotta love those. Speaking of geocaching, we heard some interesting stuff that happened that geocaching can save lives. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was on the weekly post, and some fellow cachers, some great friends of mine called Rainbow Girls, brought it to my attention. They emailed it to me. I normally skip over the first part and head straight for what events and what caches have been released in my area, but they emailed it to me, and this was published on Wednesday, January 16 of this year by Tom Brown, who's a Free Press staff writer. And the article, in short, is about a couple of climbers that went up Mount Hood in Oregon, and they got hit by some bad weather unexpectedly. Now, these were experienced climbers, so luckily they knew what to do. They were descending the mountain Tuesday, but missed the lodge where they'd parked their car. They continued on down and were about 0.2 miles from the main road when they stumbled upon, according to the article, a clue, which we all know is a geocache, used in the Global Positioning Adventure game. It was a bottle containing the GPS coordinates of its location, and just as they found it and were reading the location, one of their phones rang. And it was a call from the rescue team. They gave the rescue team the coordinates and were told to stay put, and the rescue team got right to them.
That's always a good reminder to put everything that you can in your caches, your coordinates and all that stuff, so people can find it. What's been going on here with me and our team up here is snow. We got lots and lots of snow. We had a bunch of days where it was nice outside. And then all of a sudden they got snowy again. So it's been snowy here, which has given me a lot of good time to sit back and write Geocaching Swiss Army Knife macro that I've been working on for a little while. It's a county stats. It'll tell you a bunch of different stats about the geocaches that are in your county. I'll probably post it on our show notes at some point once I clean it up and make it a little bit more user-friendly. So that's pretty much what I've been doing here tonight. We're going to be talking about events, but first I want to remind everybody who is listening to this as a recording that we do this every week live at 9 o'clock on Tuesday p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and by live, you can come in, you can join our call live, you can shape how this call is, you can listen live, you can chat in our chat room. All you have to do is go to our show notes, and that's at geocachingpodcast.info. So, a little bit about events. First off, events are, great places for cachers of all levels. So, don't be afraid to attend if you're a new cacher. In fact, if you are a new cacher, one of the things that I would do is watch for an event to go to and make that your first one. And you can meet all sorts of new cachers. You go to the events and you get to find out more about the different cachers in your area, more about what to expect with cachers. So with a cache, you kind of need to watch the cache page, know what to expect and what to bring. Cause some events, you can bring food, you're supposed to bring food. Some are just meet and greets. But basically, all the event really, really is just cachers getting together and hanging out. there's a few different kinds of events. Monty, do you want to talk about the meet and greet event?
I'll be more than happy to. This event that I'm most familiar with, my wife and I now have hosted two of our own, and we've been to a couple of others. Now, usually this is an open format event. It can be just the meet and greet where people get together. Usually, though, in fact, I haven't been to one yet that has not had it. There's food always there.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
Sometimes it's in a restaurant where everybody's expected to pay for their own food. Or sometimes, like the ones that my wife and I handle, it's at our local park where everybody brings a dish. We got a big old table set up where everybody puts the food on. Usually we'll have a table set up that's got all the travel bugs and coins that have come to the event. There'll be some there that are for discovery and some that are for trading. And it's really a great time to get to know your fellow cachers and to learn to get some tips and tricks. And usually there's some caching afterwards. A lot of times the cachers that hosted the event will go and get some brand new caches set up that are not released until the day of the event. So nobody has had a chance to find these until that day. So you've got a few first to finds that could be out there for you. So that also is a big bonus. And then just going out after the meal with a lot of these other cachers, you've got a big group going out. It can be lots of fun watching how some of these people go hunting for their caches.
Yeah, and then one of the things, too, that I've noticed, and I was really surprised when I hosted my first meet-and-greet type event, is I was not expecting as many people as were there. You know, I expected maybe a few people from around here, because our cache area, the people here aren't very – there's not very many people in our area, I guess, that cache is what I'm trying to say. And I was totally not expecting the amount of people that showed up. I've had people from Illinois, from Michigan. Of course, I'm from Indiana, so I've had people show up from Indiana to this event, and it was snowy February day. I was really, really surprised how many people actually showed up to the event, and it was just a good place to get to know other people and to come and hang out. And the thing I found is a lot of these people must travel a lot because they all knew each other. You know, all of them seemed to know each other and had, you know, been to lots of different events together. So I got a chance to know them since it was my first time hosting an event too, people that I had never even met. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the CITO or CITO or however you actually pronounce the acronym, but it's CITO, which is Cash In, Trash Out. But before we talk about that, I want to remind everybody too that if you want to call in, our number is 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. If you want to go ahead and call in and you have any input on the events, what to expect, if you've been to an event, if you've hosted an event, give us a call. If you want to go ahead and do that, if you're already on the phone and you're in our chat room, go ahead and just push the request to talk button at the top, and we'll get you on the podcast tonight. So the CITO events, this type of event is, of course, where we as cachers give back to our community. We get a chance, we get to clean up our parks, our local areas, the places that we actually put caches. We get a chance to give back and clean up. Usually the host or hostesses or even the park will provide trash bags to the cachers. And what they'll do is you meet at the coordinates where the event is going to be held, and then you get instructions as to what you're going to do or what area of the park you're going to clean up and where to put the different trash that you collect. Personally, this type of event is great for several reasons because it gives the cacher a sense of pride too, because you're able to clean up the area and make it more beautiful place and give back to the community that you're a part of and let other people discover great areas in your area that are beautiful too. And second, it shows that the parks, that you care about the park, too, that we're not just going to, want to put our caches there, but we actually care about the parks, and, we are putting all this ammo and Tupperware cans in the parks, but we're going to be responsible, too, and we're not going to trash the park, and we're willing to help keep it clean. One of the things that I've been to a couple of these events, and the one we actually didn't have a whole lot to clean up in the park. It was actually put on the park by the Parks Department, but they didn't have a whole lot of trash in their park, which is a good thing because I mean that the people, the patrons normally do a good job of keeping things clean. So what they had us do is there's a plant called garlic mustard, and it's really kind of stinky, and it's not native to our area, and it kind of takes over the other plants. And so instead of cleaning up trash, they actually had us pull this garlic mustard plant out and dispose of it. We had several trash bags of this garlic mustard, and it made my hands, you know, stink. But the cool part about it is before we did that, we got together, and again, we had a picnic type, carry-in type thing, which is really cool because we got, you know, to meet and hang out with the people first before we picked up trash. And once again, I got to know a lot of people that I didn't know before that are cashers, and got to hang out with them. And since then, I've even seen them, not cashing. I've seen them in the area just in Target or Walmart or wherever. So it's kind of cool to be able to meet people and kind of figure out who the names behind the faces are. The next type of event, Montu, is a coin event. Do you want to talk about that?
Right. Daryl W4 gave me the information on this. I've not actually been to a dedicated coin event, so this is information I was able to gather from him. Now, there's different types of coin events. There's a coin-only event where it's swap-style events. There's meet and greets where the coin trading and displays are prevalent. And then the big events where, with things like a geocoin poker and coin sales, the big thing is that most of the time you don't have to have coins, but it's a great place to get some exposure to them if you haven't already. If you're into coins, it's a terrific way to see what you haven't acquired yet and make a few trades.
All right. So the last type of event that we're going to talk about tonight, before I open up the phone lines and for any general questions, is the mega event. And again, I'm not real familiar with this event because I've never been to it. But from what I've heard from Daryl and the other people that I've talked to about mega events, basically the difference between a mega event and a normal event is that there's over 500 people. That's what makes a mega event a mega event. And it does come with a different icon for your profile. What to expect at a mega event is that there's going to be lots and lots and lots of people. Usually it's held at like a campground or some sort of fairground, something where you can hold a lot of people. You can even have them in a conference center, something that would be big enough for a lot of people to you know, 500 plus people to be at. Some of the things you can expect from there is obviously camping. Sometimes there's seminars. So at Geo Woodstock and Midwest Geo Bash, there are different seminars you can go and see behind the scenes of what a reviewer does or a puzzle master or anything like that as far as different types of seminars. Another thing you can expect is vendors. Lots of the coin vendors are there. The swag vendors, people like that are going to be there that you can buy stuff from. Another thing you can expect is most of the time, and some of the time, not all the time, these are multi-day events. So you can expect to have different things, different days. A lot of times they'll have poker runs or, you know, different geocoin poker, just different events with the mega. I'm planning to attend my first one this summer at the Midwest Geo Bash 2008. So with that, that's pretty much events in a nutshell. Montu, do you have any other input before we go ahead and open up the phone lines and ask if anyone else has any other questions or comments about events?
Well, going back to one thing you'd mentioned earlier, it is definitely amazing with the distance that some people are game for traveling to attend just a regular meet and greet. You know, I've heard where at some of these mega events you've got people coming in from, you know, across the ocean. But even at my last event, we had one caching family that came in from Maryland, and another cacher that came in from Canada. I forget which province, but so I had two very out-of-town cachers that showed up. But even the first time we put it on, we had cachers that were from neighboring counties or even two or three counties away showing up for the event. So you're absolutely right. It's definitely amazing as to how many people would actually show up. Now, I think one thing we might want to do is maybe ask Bass Chaz. He held one of those WWMFs events. So maybe he could tell us a little bit about one of those.
WWFM?
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite fun, actually, November 10th.
Oops. So for our listeners, go ahead and explain what a WWFM is.
Well, the WWFM, the Worldwide Flash Mob, was an event that was worldwide and hosted by the Podcaster podcast, Sonny and Sandy. My event here had, I think it was 48 cachers come. It was actually a ball. My very first event, you have to accept, and excuse me, I was eating. You caught me off guard, guys.
Sorry.
It's all right. I heard Bass Chaz. Oh, no. But, no, the WWFM that we had here was excellent. And I understand they're planning another one here pretty quick.
Yeah, from what we hear, it's to be having another one fairly soon.
And well, the one we had, they pretty much organized and got everybody together. We were able to put it up in fairly short order. The 15-minute cache event, total 15 minutes long, from point A to the end. And you try to have something, like we did. We had a raffle in the middle of it. And food, of course, something that you should have at an event. And like I said, as it was my first event, I was kind of unsure how to pull everything off, but we were able to get it together and everyone had a ball. Ice and I put out the a video of it, as a matter of fact, and when I saw the picture of the little girl holding the giveaway travel bug that we had, it was quite a fun little end of the event.
All right, so yeah, in recap, the WWFMs are basically mini events as opposed to a mega event. And going back to what Monty said earlier about people coming from all over the place, I'm not too far. I'm about an hour away from where the Midwest Geobash was last year and going to be again this year. And it was kind of cool to see all of the caching community around here pick up and plant lots of new caches for that event. So people would have, a lot of new caches that they could hit and it wouldn't be boring when they come into our area. So that was definitely cool to see how the caching community picked it up and stepped up and, made it worth coming to our area. So with that, anyone else have any comments on events or questions on events? If so, just go ahead and ask them or type them in our chat, and we'll go ahead and get them on the air tonight. Any other questions?
Well, I have a comment. This is PK Dad 1. Just real quick, I'll tell you, I'd encourage anybody to go to an event if you have the opportunity. I've been to a couple of them, and I'll tell you, they are just wonderful opportunities to meet cachers. And, you see all these logs, and you get to go visit people's hides and it's just a nice event to really get to meet people and learn some new things. And, a lot of times they have, various type of auctions and things like that, and you can, win prizes. It's just a fun thing. So I've been to a couple of different types of picnics and some that are a rotating type of breakfast once a month that are just great. You really get to meet some nice people and make some, good friends and have good fellowship. So if you haven't been to one, I'd surely encourage you to check them out.
Thanks, PK Dad, for that plug for events. Guys, that wraps up our show today on events. I want to encourage you guys to join us live next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, we do this live every week, and at 9 p.m., our website is www.geocachingpodcast.info. And the cool thing about also being about being live is a lot of times we do a post show that is not recorded. So if you come and join us live, we get to do a lot of we talk about a lot of other stuff, not just caching, but sometimes geeky, techie type stuff, or sometimes, you know, more geocaching stuff about what we're talking about tonight. So make sure you can join us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, our show notes again are www.geocachingpodcast.info, and all of our contact information is there. Thanks again for joining us tonight. Have a good week, and go get 'em.